Welcome to the Skyfallen Plus podcast. I'm Yeet here, and our guest is Alper today.
Yes, I'm from the content creation team.
We have many recent developments in the tech industry. There has been a big announcement. The Apple M1 chip is really going to change the industry. We think so, at least.
Yeah, it's a big change in the industry, and we're going to talk about it in this podcast.
There are many thoughts about ARM being the future of computers, but there are both pros and cons, which we'll get into in a moment. The first obvious one is the code compatibility. Many programs are not compatible with the ARM architecture yet, at least for the computers, because we're using ARM processors already for the mobile phones and smartphones for many years.
The thing is, with most of the desktop apps, they use x86 architecture, which is used by Intel and AMD. The ARM architecture isn't similar to that, so every app developer has to adapt their app to the ARM architecture.
Well, it sounds easy, but it's actually not. Apple has released their chip 2 or 3 days ago in their event. And not 2 or 3, actually, it's been a week. Adobe has just announced they're delivering the beta just for Photoshop and not the other apps. And by estimating the time passed since the announcement and getting to just the beta, not the full final version, you can calculate it will take roughly a year and maybe two to really get the Adobe apps on ARM.
Yeah. It's a bit sad for the creator environment because they will need the apps,
Adobe apps
right now. Like,
yeah,
the M1 is powerful and like you would want to use it.
Yes.
If you're a professional. And it's very critical for them to have their apps already available for them. We'll talk about the porting stuff that Apple does for the x86 apps in a moment. Not now.
There are also a few more cons to this. The apps are, we're still talking about the apps, they are going to change, and there is another problem with the apps. They will have to be optimized as well. Like, we were talking about running the apps. That's different. We need to also optimize the apps. Is not the deal, yes. Especially for, like, the big apps that use, really, with the apps that directly talk with the computer.
CPU and
computers. Yeah, like most of the games actually not use the hardware directly without really talking to the operating system instead.
Apple has an emulator that optimizes x86 apps to ARM chips, but it's not good enough for games and other power-hungry apps that utilize the computer itself. It's not so powerful enough. So
the developers must first port the app to run, then optimize it, which we think will take a while before all the apps can get usable.
Yeah, Apple says it will take 2022 for them to do all this
transition
stuff to make it polished and feel Apple. Is always known for their quality and their software.
Yeah.
They were never known for their hardware. They were always known for their software. And that was what made them so powerful in the industry.
Now, from at that point, You said 2022. Apple will have all their models using Apple silicon in 2022, by the
Yes,
end of
they
it.
will be
But there
optimized.
is
They're absolutely
another
optimized.
fact. They will still announce Intel Max till the end of 2022 as well.
Yes.
Now they said they will support them for a long while, but we don't know how much. But if
It's
we try to
only probably
guess,
for 3 years or so.
yeah, like
Like
you
2025 or something.
yeah, that's what I thought at first, but there's another fact. You know the Mac Pro, the one ha that has 20 cores?
Yeah. Yeah,
Well,
the
it
Xeon
costs
chips
a
they
lot.
have.
Yeah, they cost a
Yeah,
lot. So
it does.
would you like it to just last 5 years? I think they will extend the period, not just for, because they can't do it for only the Mac Pro, they'll probably have it for all the computers. And you know, they had transitioned from the PowerPC
Yeah.
processors in the
Like
past.
2010 or something?
It's, I think 2010, yeah. What happened is they first announced the last Intel model, then they supported the OS for 2 years, the new major updates, they received the new versions. Then what they did is for another 2 years they just patched the OS. They didn't send new versions, but the OS was just patched so that it didn't contain security flaws or something. But that was all.
Yeah,
But
that's
there,
probably go going co that's what that's probably what will going to, what is going to happen.
well,
This change.
it seems like so, but there's a problem with it. You see, when you just send security patches, Adobe apps, for example, where we've been talking about them a lot in this episode, but they just support the last two versions, major versions of macOS. So it probably won't be able to run the professional apps. And if you think of Mac Pro, I think they will have to really adjust their
Yeah,
plans.
Apple is probably going to push iMac Pro users and Mac Pro users to just buy their new stuff. Like, that's what they did 10 years ago.
Yeah, well, no, they didn't actually. They just stopped all of the Macs. But the PowerPC Macs weren't powerful. Like,
Yeah,
even to
anyways.
that day's standards, yeah. But the, you know, i9 Macs, especially the MacBook Pro 16 inches, really powerful. You can't deny the fact that it will be like in the top tier for a few more years. And I don't think Apple will just abandon
Yeah.
these machines because they
And
can. It's
it's really
still,
hard for them to like release a CPU that will be powerful as an Xeon or a Threadripper. Like they
yeah.
are used to releasing laptop and like phone CPUs, but they're not used to releasing 16, 20, 28 core desktop powerful CPUs. I think that will take them at least 2 years to
Yeah, that will be
make
like
such
the
a
last,
processor.
that will be probably the last thing released, like the last Max in the process of transitioning to Apple processors. Well, we talked about, you know, what we think of the updates and stuff, but we haven't actually talked about the CPU itself. They have released three new models: MacBook Pro 13 inch, the MacBook Air, and the Mac Mini. It's interesting actually the way they released the models. They all use the same processor, but the prices are way different.
Yeah, I think the point they're heading is you don't pay for the power that they have because the benchmarks are released and they kind of have similar performances, only the Air has a little bit less because it doesn't have a fan, it's passively cooled. The way
Yes.
they're heading is they're going
On
to
that point.
market there for their luxury. Like Pro has four studio microphones and don't have a screen, obviously, and the Air is the budget option.
Well, for now, it seems like their pricing models are like that, but I think they'll have more powerful CPU options because it's not still not yet powerful to really get us to an Intel processor, and losing Windows support and many apps, I think it should be really powerful to make us switch to the new processors. Otherwise,
Kesinlikle.
there's no point.
Okay, devam edelim. Nerede kalmıştık?
Spotify'ı tekrar açacağız. Müzik başlasın, tekrar devam edelim. En son neyde kaldık? Make a switch diyorduk.
Evet. Şey, sen devam et nerede kaldıysa çünkü ben o son kısmını duyamadım.
2
Sen kayıtlıysan sıkıntı
3
yok orası.
Well, they'll have to have better processors because we're losing Windows support, many support of many apps. So I think they should have a great processor to really balance and make us switch to the Apple Silicon architecture, because otherwise it would just be a loss. And
For the comps, yeah.
it's a change, but really changing without a point is not really a success. So I think because of
Yeah,
that,
it's
they'll
the
have to
first
have
gen,
better pros.
so
It's the first step, yes,
it
and
won't make a sense buying first gen for
but
the
there will
majority of
probably
the
be
consumers.
some early adopters, so they'll just
Yeah,
switch to.
there is always early adapters for first gen tech.
But what I
It will be
think is,
rocky as always, because
yeah.
like every first gen tech is not
I
polished
think
enough.
they will even have flaws that will be uncovered in the upcoming days.
Yeah, probably.
But what I think is probably who would probably be using this is like more like the developer community or like pretty casual users who don't really depend on app compatibility, just like Microsoft Word or similar apps. They'd probably be fine with the new
Yeah,
Macs because
probably.
they have big companies behind these apps who would be really quick to adapt to the new technologies. Of course, there are some exceptions to like the big apps as well. For example, Final Cut has been optimized for the latest Macs. It runs really well, but Premiere
Yeah, a
is
lot
not
of
really.
Apple apps too have been optimized for the new Macs.
And yeah, that's the case for now, but and it will be, I think, for a while.
They
They
will
actually there has been
add new
actually
app to their library by
yeah
soon.
but I know of an app that you'd be surprised by knowing it didn't work on our computers at first. It's Google Chrome, and there is also something that does not work on macOS Big Sur yet on ARM-based computers is Electron. It's actually a programming framework that's probably running many apps. It runs Discord, it runs Spotify, it's like you many
So
apps, you know.
it's a app hub, you mean?
No, it's not an app hub. It's like a framework for JavaScript. And
Oh.
it with JavaScript code you can create desktop apps with it actually. What it does is it uses the Chrome framework inside of it, so
Huh.
the Chrome's framework runs the JavaScript code and you get the final
And
result.
Chrome doesn't work at all, so you can't use
Yeah,
Electra as well.
they got Chrome to work, but the library that Electron uses, Google hasn't updated the update the library, so Electron is not fully working yet. They are trying it, but it doesn't work. And you know, it's in many more places than you would think. You know, a few more popular examples would be, you know, Discord. I said Discord, I think. I said Spotify, GitHub Desktop, if you have any, ever used one.
Yeah. The upsides are a lot, actually. Yeah, we lose some apps. We lose a lot of apps, actually, but we lost some apps. Well, we lose support for
But I
x86,
think,
but yeah,
yeah,
there is a
but
lot of
I
upsides
think
with
we'll
Macs.
gain a few more things with it. It will be like snappy. You won't feel
Yeah.
like it's a computer, but more like a tablet or something. The OS will
Yeah,
be
Apple
really
already polished
optimized.
it a bit, like with their apps at least. It's already polished,
Yeah.
but only with Apple apps and Final Cut and stuff. Yeah,
A Final Cut's an
so
Apple app as
like
well.
the upsides of getting an M1 Mac is always like similar with getting a normal MacBook or a Mac Pro or normal Mac. Like they are premium, obviously, you pay for it. They're always premium. They have great speakers. They have great keyboard. So it depends on
It's
the consumer to buy one or not. Like if you
yeah,
wanna
your
early adopt
needs
it.
is really the you know,
Yeah. If you're a
if you need
developer,
Adobe
I don't
apps,
think it makes sense.
unless of course you're trying to port an app or trying to optimize it. Other than that, actually you can compile ARM code on your Intel Macs as well. Of course,
Yeah,
you
it
won't be able
doesn't
to test
make sense
it.
for a developer to adopt a
I'll...
Mac right now.
Yeah, but there's something. You can't test it. You can't know for sure that it will work. It can fail on startup if you you it the. The compile process can just work flawlessly, but when you try it on a real Mac, it j can just fail. And there is also another thing. If you actually need Adobe apps or Elite Video or production apps, they will probably wait for a few more generations. So,
Yeah, that just
like,
supports my
I don't
point.
suggest it. Yeah.
It just
There
doesn't
are
make
also
sense for a
apps.
developer or a power user to buy a Mac right
Yes.
now. That's the general point of this conversation.
And as I said in the beginning, because of that, I don't think they will be able to switch to really ARM fully, at least within a 5 6 years. So the updates would probably continue
Not
because
five,
people
six,
will
but
have to,
at least two or three
but you
years.
know what? People will have to continue buying Intel Macs for a while, even after they release the last ARM-based Mac. I think they'll still have to sell Apple Intel machines, and that's what they
Maybe
have said
we'll see
actually.
in time
They
over
didn't
time
say they'll
because.
stop the production, but by then they'll just announce ARM Macs.
They will stop until production at some time. Like,
Yeah,
I
they
don't
would.
think they will leave Intel Max producing after 2022.
Maybe we'll see about that. We don't
Yeah,
think the
it's
same on
not
that
too
topic.
clear what will happen right now. We'll see
Yeah,
over time.
there is another topic that we need to talk about actually, the graphics card. They
Yeah,
have it built in for now.
that's a big discussion. Like
Yes,
the
they
integrated
have built in.
graphics on the M1
Everything
is
is actually
fine.
built into the chip. The RAM is
Yeah.
built into the chip.
Yeah,
The
yeah, yeah.
processor, the GPU, everything is inside the chip. That's fine for a laptop because you can't replace the RAM even in an Intel one, so it's not a problem. But there is a problem if you're using a Mac Pro, like the big tower version of it. You
Yeah.
can,
For
for now,
developers,
on
the GPU is
it's a
really
big.
not enough. Not enough, really.
Well, not even for video producing, it may not be as enough.
Yeah, even for Photoshop, like maybe for Photoshop it will be fine, but I don't
Yeah,
think you
but
could. edit
Well, you
videos on
know,
it that easily
the place
without
I've
lowering the
seen the most
resolution.
CPU usage is actually in Windows using a Mac. Because most apps don't support GPU encoding in macOS, but they actually support it in Windows. And macOS is not as stable for like the Adobe apps. It's now you would think it's great you would just run them on Windows, but you can't run Windows on the M1 chips,
Yeah,
so
it's not very logical to run Windows on the M1.
yeah,
Like the
there
Windows
is
ARM
actually
edition is pretty laggy.
yeah, we couldn't hear we
Yes,
didn't
it's
hear
not
very well about
logical
it.
to use it. Yeah, it's not well known. Yeah, but yeah, Apple does the ARM thing, but Intel is also approaching CPUs with a similar strategy. The Lakefield architecture will release in 2021, and it will be like ARM chips, like four powerful cores, four lower powered cores that are designed for efficiency that will boost up the battery life,
On that
just like
point,
ARM chips, but run on x86 architecture.
why don't we tell our viewers about really the ARM chips and what we mean by ARM and x86? What's the difference? We should tell our
Yeah, ARM
we
chips
should
are
tell our
basically more
listeners.
optimized and
Well,
consume
what
less
the
power.
difference is ARM processors have low power cores and high power cores. What they do is
Yeah,
they have
that's.
high power cores. They have they they're still power efficient, but they're less power efficient than the low power cores, but they have more power. And when you go to low power cores, they have lower power, but they don't perform as well. That's why
Our audience's
actually.
probably knows what is ARM and what is x86 architecture, but it's good to tell them what it is.
In case we don't we have viewers that doesn't know, because we
Yeah.
have a big audience,
Kinda.
not big but like a wide audience. It's a better from
Yeah.
all,
But just in case we have someone that is not tech savvy,
but I think many
it's good to
people
tell them.
don't know the fact that actually an 8-core is not really even similar to an 8-core in the Intel
ARM
processors or
architecture.
x86. Yeah, they're not similar
Yeah,
actually.
ARM has different cores. Like, yeah, there is 8 cores, but there is
Know, you
not
probably have
eight
heard
equal
of
cores.
eight core CPU phones. They're actually nowhere close to eight core processors. Many drones
Yeah,
actually
like the
have
core
20,
init
24 core
are
processors
different.
inside them. Have you known that many drones have processors inside them with many cores?
Yeah.
They have eight,
Like,
one I
probably
have has
many of
18
our
cores.
audience.
Yeah, well, the one I
Like,
have has
ARM
18
chips are
cores.
everywhere, literally.
Yeah.
Like, in every device, every tech out there. So,
It's
I was
really.
talking about the Lakefield architecture that
Yeah.
Intel is
I
developing.
don't think anyone
So,
has used
the.
it in a final product. Am I correct?
Yeah, it's just a beta right now. So,
But there are
what
some
it is like
products.
it's like an ARM chip, but on x86 basically, and it will be as efficient as ARM, Intel says, in their leaked footage and stuff. It's just leaks. It's based around leaks. We don't know solid info about it.
We don't have full
It's going to be
information now, yeah.
exciting for the tech industry in 2021 and 2022, because there will be a lot of new ARM-based chips and ARM-based devices by Apple and other companies. Apple have influenced a lot of tech companies in their lifetime. Like when they
Yeah.
invented the notch, everyone basically tried to use it. And even improved it better than them.
Yeah, they have like
Yeah,
the moving
they're
notches.
pretty influential, and I think they will influence a lot of laptop companies to use ARM chips.
Yeah, I think so as well. There is actually a model with Broadcom chips. They use Broadcom chips. It's a Samsung lap like 2-in-1.
Yeah,
It
I
runs
heard about that.
Windows, but it can
Yeah,
only
like I
do
said,
Office and
the Windows ARM thing is not really
it can only
great.
run Office apps and Internet Edge or Microsoft Edge, sorry. You can't run Chrome on it. You can't run really many apps on it. It tries to run them, but many apps doesn't just run. They try to implement like a emulation technology within the OS so that they emulate the x86, but it doesn't work really.
Yeah, we have a lot to
So
do in Windows ARM architecture.
Windows isn't just even
Windows
in
ARM
beta
mode.
or something. They just got it to work, but it
Yeah,
doesn't do anything.
it's not even in beta. It's that, like, first gen. Like, it's
It's
pretty,
like a first
like.
attempt.
Yeah, it's
It's
first
just an
attempt,
attempt.
basically. Alpha, they call it, I think.
Yeah,
Alpha,
it's just
beta,
an
I don't
attempt,
know.
but it's not in beta or something. It's just an attempt. But the Samsung has gotten like a product and use the processor inside it, interestingly.
It's like a prototype. That's how unfinished and unpolished it is.
They sell it.
Yeah, they sell it. They don't care because, like,
It's not
so
cheap,
less
but not
people is going
expensive
to
as
buy it.
well.
They don't even care.
It has an ARM x86 version as well.
Yeah.
It's just an
It
alternative
also
over
has
the
an
other version.
Intel version, by the way. They're going to release an 11th gen Lakefield one with the Lakefield
Yeah, I've heard
architecture.
about that.
That
I don't
that's
remember the
what I'm
model
talking
name,
about.
but
Like,
yeah.
Lakefield looks to be pretty strong.
And the battery life, we talked about why ARM was really going
Yeah.
over the
They have
x86.
four
It's
efficient
actually
cores
the
and
yeah, these efficient cores actually got the newly released Max to get 24 hours, up to 24
yeah,
hours of
like,
battery life,
think about
which
it.
is
That's a lot of
impressive.
hours
Which
and
is
lifetime.
impressive because you
Impressive,
only
I
use the
think.
computer for 4 hours. It means you
Yeah,
don't have to
like
charge it
at
for a
max,
week.
you use it for 6 hours. Come on, like in a
Yeah.
day, like it should last you at least one day.
At least 2 days because you
And you
can't
can make
drain
it
it.
too if you have a charger around you.
Yeah, I think it would be really
It's an
okay
exciting
that.
future, really. I think we
Yes.
should end this episode here. Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us. Tune in on Spotify and Skyfallen Plus weekly to catch the new episodes. Thanks everyone for listening. Goodbye to you
Yeah,
all.
thanks for listening.